The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Hello and welcome to ReviewParty.com. I am Brent.
I am Matt.
This is a podcast. It's on the internet. It's in the comedy genre. I expect you to know this much as you're here. And maybe or may not you know. You may or may not know.
They may not.
That the comedy is review-centric. It's right in the name, but we take it seriously. We get reviews from Amazon. We get reviews from Google. We might even get a few reviews from Yelp. And then we make some funnies.
Sometimes it's funny.
I think it's most of the time. Most of the time. If it wasn't funny, then we'd be an internet culture podcast first and then comedy podcast second. We put that comedy genre at the forefront. The reviews. You come for the reviews, you stay for the comedy. All right. I'm calling it right now. Imaginary first time episode 107 listener. What do you think they're wearing? This imaginary listener.
Ooh, a Panama hat and Bermuda shorts.
Man, if I was listening to this podcast for the first time and I was wearing a Panama hat and a Bermuda shorts, I'd be pretty freaked out right now.
Yeah.
I think that vibe matches this first review I got. Here, we were just waiting for the vibes to match up for this first review from Amazon for brand Tipsy Elf's Unisex Performance Sports Style Retro Mirrored, wait for it, sunglasses.
Okay.
We got some cool boy, some rocker shades, some 80s multicolor sports shades. Wraparound type dealio, right?
Okay. Some like throw your frisbee disc on the beach, man.
Yep.
That type. Oh God. Okay. Look at you windsurfing, man.
Yeah, definitely like an 80s movie set in California. Everyone's wearing these. Okay. Brett, Michael, Burton. Titles their reviews, Change Your Life, Bro. They write, the sun came out one day and I was like, whoa, bro, I can't see nothing. So I threw some funds together trying to make it where I could see something and stumbled across these sweet Ray blockers. Hooked up the purchase with my debit. Now I'm deflecting rays and attracting babes. What emoji is this? Fucking like call me fingers emoji.
Okay.
Cool surfing guy more, fingers like, emoji.
Yeah, the surfer. Whatever that's called.
Woogity woogity emoji.
Shotgun.
3-year update. Still look brand new and now I'm married. Thanks, Tipsy Elves.
Whoa.
Lip bite emoji, thumbs up emoji. 5 stars.
Okay. I am delighted by the end of that, but back to the beginning. I'm going to put my serious face on. Excuse me, Brett. One day the sun came out? I'm pretty sure the dark guy comes out just about every single day.
Got him, dude.
Got him. Second got him. I got another got him in my pocket, okay? The sun came out, and what did he say? I can't see anything? Funny.
He's like, whoa, bro, I can't see nothing.
Usually when the sun's gone is when you can't see nothing. So check your facts, man. I don't know. You got me in the second half, but in the first half, I was running the table.
Is this fella half bat? Is this a Batman? A man bat?
That's, I guess if you're in California, there's probably a lot of fruit-bearing trees for you to like nuzzle against and get your catnip high.
You ever seen a bat nuzzling in a corner in a building?
Yeah.
That shit looks like a sickly chicken. Like, why is that small chicken up there? And you look closer, it's just like a fuzzy ball with wings. why is that evil chicken? And no, it's a bat. So I guess that is kind of an evil chicken with supersonic waves. If Satan, while God was designing chicken, Satan said, hey, let me remix this, and he invented bats. Except that he took out the eggs. He's like, you can't even get any cool eggs from these dudes. Bat. They're just going to screech, and at least they eat bugs, though, so you can't even be mad.
Can't be that mad, bro.
Mm-mm.
Some of them suck blood.
Some of them suck blood.
Lip bite emoji.
Lip bite emoji, thumbs up. Some of them wear sunglasses.
Are you familiar? Oh, a bat in sunglasses is... I want that to be my mascot. That's awesome. God, they don't need just to see anyway. They got their eco-location. Yeah. They just wear them for the cool factor.
Might as well look good. Might as well look good. It's like when...
It's like Terminator. Well, he put on sunglasses because one of his eyes was messed up, I guess.
Someone bald wearing a hat. There's sort of nothing going on there, so might as well.
Might as well. Top it off.
Accessorize. Top it off. Put a feather in it, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. Are you familiar at all with the Tipsy Elves brand?
I'm not.
If I'm not mistaken, it's a shark week. Shark week. I'm really excited about sharks. It's a Shark Tank pitched brand. Really? That is like a success story.
Yeah, I'm looking at their shirts now. It looks like shit, bro.
I was gifted a Tipsy Elves shirt, and then I got a gift card, and I got another one. They do a lot like the frat boy, overexcited, overagitated prints. There's a lot of those companies doing that now.
Yeah, it's like the it's so frat boy that it's ironic, it's worn by people that you can't tell what level of irony they're trying to achieve here, right?
50%. I'll hoist the benefit of the doubt up in the air, and I'll say 50% of the shirts just look like either a decade or a specific movie threw up all over them.
Well, here they got Patriotic USA fanny pack with American flag cape suspender. So fanny pack suspender American flag combo.
Sounds awful.
With a sort of beer holster.
Very ironic.
And then on the other side of the spectrum, they have a fanny pack neon retro dare, as in the don't do drugs kids.
Yes.
To keep kids off dare to keep kids off drugs. And it's neon yellow with red. Very gaudy, very bright. No one buys that and doesn't keep a bunch of drugs in it.
That is so true. It is antithetical.
You see all these people at the party. You see like the shirt with an astronaut on it with the American flag. It says dibs. An eagle on a tank top with America sunglasses that says you free tonight. The rubber ducky swim trunks. Those are kind of tight actually.
See, the shirts that I have, one is just like a pale blue and it's got sushi, different sushi all over it. Okay. Like, that's fine. That's a
different sushi.
Yeah. The other one, it's just a white shirt and it's got little palm trees on it, just here and there thrown around. Yeah. I'm not trying to.
The less gaudy these are, the more I fuck with them.
I don't need a magic eye poster on my body.
Okay. This one is shameful.
If it were an actual magic eye, you know, that's more people like looking at me for a longer amount of time. And that's what I crave and desire.
Bro, I can't see magic eye stuff. I never have in my whole life.
Oh, just got to get the right distance. It's like photogrammetry. I could talk about that because I'm a geo nerd. But
I think I'm just broke, dude.
We'll get there. We will get there.
No, I'm like the one guy from Mallrats who stares at it for the whole movie, which takes course over like 3 days and just like eventually goes insane. Before we move on, I just want to describe this pair of boxer shorts from Tipsy Elves.
Okay.
They're green. Over the pubis, I think is the technical term. The top crotch is a rainbow. The bottom crotch is a pot of gold.
Are these boxer briefs, did you say, or just boxer? The
boxer briefs.
There's a lot of that I'm seeing, like...
A lot of nugget pouch type jokes.
For men, women, and everyone in between, it makes me a little uncomfortable, but that there's so much branding and sass being put on the pouch or on the rhymes with sass.
Yeah, like if you're trying to get laid and you like are having a one night stand, is that really what you want them to see?
Oh yeah, this is my kind of fella.
Ooh, night is a treat at the end of the rainbow. No when, way.
When you were drinking that PBR, I had a feeling. But now that I've gotten to crotch level, this sealed the deal.
That's how they got married. There's also a Mardi Gras themed purple fanny pack with the beer holster, and it has beads, just Mardi Gras beads sort of draped over it. It's actually making me sick looking at it. I like feel queasy.
All right, but, I want to build you up. I want to make you strong. I don't want to make you queasy. So I'm going to bring you to an Amazon review for the Levels grass-fed 100% whey protein, no hormones, vanilla bean flavor, 5 pounds.
He had me at 5 pounds.
Good, good. This review wasn't technically submitted, but I'll say it was submitted by a friend of the show, Amelia Rose, who has her own show called C'est la Me, because it's all about her. We're friends on a podcast Discord server because we're cool technological boys and we get around. She posted this in the memes channel on the server, and I was like, but you posting funny reviews and you're not even like adding me? Come on, give me an ad. Let me know where it's at. So I said I would take this and use it in the show.
That's great. Before I forget this joke. So, her show is called C'est la Me because it's about her.
Yeah.
That's funny because I was thinking about doing a podcast just about myself and naming it Salami.
Bad time to take a drink. You almost got me.
we're going to get that spit take one of these days. That's 2 weeks in a row. We almost got it.
All right. For this whey protein, we have a review from Amazon user The Incredible Hulk.
The one and only.
And the Hulk title is his review, Hulk no feel like smash for over 2 weeks. Hulk writes, Hulk bought powder because Hulk feeling weak. Hulk no like... Excuse me. Hulk no feel like smash for over 2 weeks. Hulk became depressed. Hulk shopped for solution. Hulk found this powder on Amazon. Hulk ordered this powder. Hulk drink powdered mix with almond milk and peanut butter and immediately felt like smash. Hulk think to self, Hulk like flavor of powder. And Hulk like how easy powder mixes with Hulk's favorite ingredients to make delicious breakfast for Hulk. Once again, Hulk feel like smash all day long. And Hulk muscles grow easier when Hulk become angry. This powder no make Hulk angry. This powder make Hulk happy. Hulk just placed second order for more powder. 5 stars.
That's great.
Almost 2,400 people found that helpful.
Wow, a bit of a viral review.
Bit of a jokester.
That's not a joke, dude. That's the real Hulk.
Right. Joker's another character altogether.
Right. Joker's another guy from another universe. But Hulk, as we knew, grew up in Kenosha.
He did, yeah.
So... Yeah, I'm glad, you know, it's hard out there.
It's very easy to get depressed when you grew up in Kenosha. it's very easy to not want to get out of bed in the morning. Even if the lake is there, you know.
Well, the lake is there, but it's also windy and 20 below outside. So the lake is shooting daggers at you while you try to walk to class.
Illinois is so close to you. And not even good parts of Illinois. Waukegan, Winthrop Harbor.
Yeah, yeah. It's just too close. It's got too much Illinois flavor up there.
Illinois Beach State Park. It just looks like a nuclear fallout area. Just rotting on the beach. God.
But we didn't come here to rag on our beloved Kenosha.
No.
We do so with love. What we did come here to do is to make this funny joke. So why is this Hulk guy so obsessed with Nintendo's premier fighting game franchise?
Why?
All he wants to do is play Smash Bros. All day.
Mm. That was the joke?
That was... See, that was the one I was holding that one, and then the Kenosha, the Ruffalo, the Mr. Ruffalo reference superseded it, but I didn't have a segue to go back to that one. So I really think that was a delivery issue.
Yeah, I think so.
It's bad timing, but I had the gold rocking me. I had to pass it.
Yeah, mishandled in delivery, but it's fine. It got here all right.
That one shot out of bounds almost.
What I like about this review is that it humanizes the Hulk side of Bruce Banner just a bit.
Sure.
You know, you're getting protein powder, you're working on yourself a little bit.
And yeah, the Hulk's not out there just to smash for himself, you know. He's out there to smash to better himself. And those guys wearing those tipsy elf clothing could take, you know, learn a lesson from that.
Yeah, they could learn a lot. Then again, they went to school in Kenosha. They probably went to Madison. Good God.
Madison. Yeah, that's rich kids, bro. Psh, cool. Psh, psh. Scholarship psh. Havers, bro. Psh. We go to Parkside.
It's still a state school. It's fine. It's fine.
Me when? We got anything else to say about Mr. Hulk?
No,
Mr.
Chulk? No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no. I got a Tootsie Rolls review from Amazon. This is a review for Tootsie Roll Fruit Chews Mega Mix 8 Flavor Value Bag Pack of 275.
I do love the fruit, like the lemon in there. Does this one have vanilla? Does it have all the flavors listed?
This one has vanilla.
Oh, yeah. No knocking against the original Tootsie, but...
The chocolate, I want that in the mix as well, but a grape followed up with a green apple.
An orange. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are great. Let's let old school tech wax poetic about it for us. They title their review, Delivered Fresh, 60 days from DOM, over 275 pieces. Good mix, I counted. These are real Tootsie. I have ordered these 6 times. I saw questions about the contents, so I thought I would clear things up. 1. This is a real Tootsie product. They sell it direct as well. I checked with Tootsie.
Whoa.
The date of manufacture was 2/28/2022, delivered 5/12/2022, about 2.5 months old, with an expiration date in 2024. 2 years for Tootsie Rolls. I divided and counted my bag. Each bag I received had different counts, but always had a reasonable mix. This one, orange 29, cherry 30, lemon 29, lime 48, grape 42, yay I love grape, vanilla 39, green apple 34, blueberry 36, plus 2 quote dead ones, one unwrapped and one wrapper only. I wonder if you could put 2 and 2 together. Total 287 good pieces. Mine have been fresh and soft every time. This bag had the seam along the back split, but it was factory seal issue, and they were fresh with no spillage into the shipping box. So I did not worry about it. Flavors are good. They are definitely a, quote, sweet fruit candy, as opposed to what? The only bad things I see is that they are addictive, very addictive. As I said, I've ordered 6 bags since last fall. 5 stars.
Oh, man, this makes me just so happy. Like, the hearing that they got it fresh and it was good and the distribution was on point.
I like, don't get me wrong, I like a little al dente to my fruit.
Well, yeah, I don't want it tootsies. To be like goo.
Right.
But, oh, when it's not getting stuck in your teeth.
No, I like
good.
That.
Although taffy's good too. Taffy's.
I kind of like when I have to go through hell to get my fruit candy down my gullet.
A little now and later action.
Now and later, yeah. Now and later is, it's funny because it's actually supposed to be a brick.
Yeah, yeah. It's supposed to cement your teeth together.
It is like brick cement. Someone's got to make a house out of now and laters.
Some kid on TikTok will do it.
Yeah, he'll get his whole entire like a government ordinance after him.
Yeah.
He didn't zone for this now and later.
No. You got to follow proper setbacks.
Your neighborhood zoned for Tootsie Pop Lincoln Log Shack, but not a now and later entire operation here.
What do you think this is? The Three Little Pigs? Build your house out of whatever you want.
Well, you're eating enough Tootsie Rolls for three little pigs, you little fat boy.
Little...
I hope if you try and make a house out of candy, cops do come and insult you.
What is that from? Oh, I'm thinking of Major Payne. That's what I'm thinking of. For all of us who love Major Payne, who've seen it.
I love Major Payne.
When the titular Major Payne is first introduced to our young group of ROTC recruits, I guess I'll call them, and
scoundrels.
Scoundrels, the scamps. So he's still, he's making an enemy of himself to them. And, yeah, badeep, 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 badeep. What you laughing at, fat boy? I found a piece of candy in your pocket. Young Matt, he was rolling when he heard that line.
My favorite, I don't know, Major Payne gets me right from the beginning when that soldier gets shot in the leg and it's like a war zone. And he's like, what's the matter? And he's like, my leg, my leg, Major, it's got blown off. He's like, want me to show you a little trick to keep your mind off the pain? And then he breaks his finger.
Right.
Like, oh, my finger! And he's like satisfied and smiling, yeah. Nod, and goes on to killing whatever evil he happens to be fighting. But my favorite scene is when, I don't know why he's punishing them, but they're all neck deep in mud, and he's spraying them with a hose.
Little cabbage patch.
Yeah, he's laughing at them and calling them his little cabbage patch and his little Brussels sprouts.
I guess I'm going to have to watch that movie again.
Major Payne actually kicks ass.
Yeah.
Major Payne's actually funny.
Classic movie in the van on your way to scout camp.
He knows this complex better than the knob on the back of his head.
Anyway.
Yeah, this is for any Zoomers watching the show. Back in the day, we didn't have memes. We just sat around a campfire and quoted movies.
Absolutely.
To each other. Wow.
Good stuff.
Yeah, we unlocked our old feelings.
Anyway,
this review,
it makes me think of, there was someone who used to work in my office. I've talked about her a few times, actually. She's one of those who lived in Kenosha or thereabouts and drove down into Illinois. So that tells you just a little bit about her life.
Her hellish lifestyle that she has to lead, commuting from Wisconsin to Illinois. Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure, though, that she was the one whose husband worked at, like, Nestle or something like that. So she would bring in the fresh candy off the assembly line.
Sheesh.
And it's, like, November. And she's like, here's the Easter candy because they're already making it. What? I don't need to eat. There doesn't need to be a communal table of candy.
I disagree. You're thinking like a capitalist. There does need to be a communal candy table. And if you're cool, you're going to bring a fresh mix of Fruity Tootsies.
There were Fruity Tootsies on more than one occasion.
Yeah, and you helped yourself, didn't you, you little bastard?
I probably did.
My, how the turns have tabled once again.
Get out of here.
You know what's the funny prank, though?
What?
When you get a Dunkin' Dozen Donut box and fill it with a veggie platter.
I thought that's what you were going to say.
Yeah. So I open it looking for a donut and stare at carrots.
Cheryl has never been madder in her life.
Honestly, I would be a little mad, but then I'd take some carrots.
Carrots are good.
Yeah, maybe some celery if it's on there. If they got the blue cheese, oh, baby.
Whoa.
That's a little decadent, isn't it?
Blue cheese at the office, yeah, that's a bit much. ranch I can do, but blue cheese, as for like during the football game.
I don't know. I just have such a constant craving for dunking from doing it during the football game, but dunking the celery and the carrot into the blue cheese and fucking sucking it like a little
give
popsicle.
Me ranch. Give me blue cheese is a bit too rich.
I'm not a ranch guy, you know. I don't like my condiments to be named after places on farms. I don't like to be my condiments to be named after styles of homes. Maybe that's just me. That's why I don't like ketchup. And also ketchup houses.
That's a different story.
Yeah, that's worse than candy houses. Why does little Timmy smell like tomato soup every day at school? It's a family can't afford lumber to make a house. They live in ketchup.
His family, you know, they get the free handouts anytime they order from Chubby's. They just put them to good use.
They just went around to different fast food places and got a few ketchup packets from each and then built a home. What a beautiful bedtime story.
What an awful story.
Yeah, that is some twisted shit. Should we take a break?
Let's take a break.
Let's go.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewParty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to...
Pause.
Me, you, and meme reviews!
Let's go!
Week I can't wait two!
To hear what stupid joke you came up with, you.
This is week two of Me, You, and Meme Reviews, focusing on the classic book by the name of A Million Random Digits with 100,000 Normal Deviates, published by Rand Corporation in 1955. A quick recap. It was literally a book of random numbers because in 1955, that kind of thing was important. If you want to know more, go check out last week's blog because I dive into all of that. I don't know what else you want me to say.
There's a book of numbers. There wasn't computers, so they need a book with numbers in it, baby. Let's go.
You want just okay? Fine. I'll catch you up. I'll catch you up just a little bit. let's see. Let me grab. Okay, here's a Goodreads review from Ethan. He says not an exhilarating read. Oh yeah. How could I forget? Goodreads user Donkey Balls. Writes, this book is a list of random numbers. They are not truly random, though, but it was as close as they could get at the time. It can be quite contemplative, in a weird way. 4 stars. Donkey Balls recommends it for anyone who needs access to more than 900,000, but fewer than 1.1 million random numbers. So, again, this is the power of Goodreads. You can not only leave reviews, but you can make recommendations of who a book is for. Put it on your shelf.
Weirdos.
Yeah, this book is for weirdos. additionally, the impact, after this book was reissued in 2001, people found it and were like, this, what is going on? This seems so random. Oh, random numbers? Let's make funny reviews. And they did.
Yeah, as soon as Family Guy happened, and then there's books about learning that are old and outdated, damn, internet go crazy
to the extent that people have published mock follow-up books like A Million Random Digits the Sequel with perfectly uniform distribution. a million and one random digits and a million nines. And I'm sure idiots are buying that on Amazon because they think that's funny. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm just jealous that I'm not making money on something that, so stupid.
Yeah, that you didn't think of a really funny book to
not even sell. Fun. It's not even funny. It doesn't take much thinking. Anyway, the second week of Me, You, and Meme Reviews always features us finding the product ourselves, using it, or reading it.
Abusing it.
In this case, abusing. Well, this is an interlibrary loan book, so I can't abuse it.
Oh, you were very
it.
Kind. That's good.
I was mostly kind.
So that's a few times you gave it a good slap in the morning.
I shoved it in my backpack a few times. Does have a good scent to it. So, I've got this book. Hear it. Let me... Ooh. Look at all those pages. So many pages. I got this book. I looked through it. I didn't read every single page because I'm not a maniac. But I did look through and see, okay, the numbers do appear to be as random as I can guess.
Are quite random, indeed.
In order to craft a real... and a meme review, because there's value in both. Jokes have value, but an honest-to-goodness review has value, too. I think usually we go for the meme review first, and then the real review.
I think every time we ask this question, we should really write it down.
Yeah. I think usually because the real review is going to be like a hot take.
Right.
In this case, it might not be such a hot take. But
whatever you're feeling.
Okay. In which case, if we've established some convention and I'm now destroying it, then the shackles are off. We can do whatever we want from now on.
That's crazy. That shit's crazy.
We're 100 plus episodes in. We can do what we want.
We can. I didn't even... make tea before the episode like
what?
I usually do. I'm crazy.
Okay, well, I'm just going to get to it. This is my real review of A Million Random Digits with 100,000 Normal Deviates. In the modern era, the age of the internet, a time of smart anythings and Bluetooth everythings with Wi-Fi always enabled, this book is not going to offer you much in the way of practical utility. If you need random numbers in bulk or otherwise, a heavy book is not likely your go-to option. The computing power of today overwhelmingly dwarfs what was capable at the time of this book's publication. The ENIAC, which was 8 feet by 3 feet by 100 feet in size and had to be manually rewired to change its, quote, programming for a new task, could calculate missile trajectories in 15 seconds, the same calculations taking a human 2 weeks. Today, we would struggle to even measure the slightness of time taken to make those same calculations. Modern iPhones have more processing power than any machine deemed a supercomputer through the year 2001. Coincidentally, also in 2001, this book was reissued by Rand, and its apparent novelty and randomness led to a high, but very countable, number of whimsical reviews, this one included. So what can you do with this book? What's it good for? Well, it takes some space on the shelf or a coffee table. If you enjoy data, statistics, math, or just old book smells and yellowed pages, you'd probably enjoy an old copy. No one needs the reissue, not even as a joke. Much like How to Avoid Huge Ships, the market for this book shrinks ever more as time and technology take over. If you want the history lesson, here they are, but we might as well just leave them be. I mean, you can actually read How to Avoid Huge Ships, so no knocks against it, and you will learn, too. But there isn't much to be learned here. It's just numbers. Let the dead lie. I didn't give individual star ratings, because I'm leaving this all as one review on Goodreads.
Oh, okay.
But for that, I would probably give like a 2 or a 3.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. My gut reaction thoughts was just like, I don't want it. I'm sure history buffs, science buffs, you know, people that are into collecting science memorabilia, this is right up their alley. Mm-hmm. But most people are not that.
Right.
Math buffs, I should say. math and science, all the above. Computers.
Weirdos.
Weirdos that like numbers. Weak.
Then this is my meme review. Used to be, you'd ask a lady for her digits, call her up, and if you were lucky, you'd spend the night enjoying the warm embrace of another human. Used to be simple. Used to make sense. Used to feel real. No more. No. Now the only thing that grips you, day after day, is worry. But then again, that just gets worn down by an ever-pressing weariness. The kind that draws the life out of you bit by bit, until the morning you pull your knife on that stranger in the mirror. I don't remember when it was I first spotted a femme droid in the city. She was standing there like any other creep, waiting for the bus home from work. I'd say it was a crisp autumn day, but every day is so goddamn hot anymore, it's hard to tell. Maybe it was just the chill I felt in my bones, my heart, in that useless stuff called flesh and blood. These days, that stuff's pretty rare, and companionship more scarce than ever. How about a night with a real woman, they say from the corners. Don't you want a girl who don't get tired? Whoever the hell taught him to speak that way, I've half a mind to... Well, let's just say it's about as peeling as a straight shave from a cyclops, these goddamn sirens. Funny, even now my business is chasing sirens. And even if they aren't living, they are my living. So I guess I owe them. Them and the Rand. When these bots run off with some sad sack's pocket change, or worse, I know where to look. I know how to talk. Once upon a time, a wink and some wit would land you answers. These days, it's a mathematical masquerade. We dance around each other until a certain sequence rings in their ears. Or what you'd call ears, anyway. I stand, book in hand, and quote, like some damn fool pouring out his heart of poetry. Or a mad preacher lamenting the end of days. And maybe I'm both. 57186. 40218. 16544. That's all it takes. They settle into themselves, somehow give the impression they're blushing, but without any blood. Sometimes all I'll manage is one digit and the code is cracked. Like they were dying for someone to talk to. Dying to be treated like something more than what they are. But how can you be dying for something if you never lived for something? And is never really living any worse than living in a world that doesn't look like what you remember? There's an old joke goes, do androids dream of electric sheep? The ones I meet never sleep again. But one once let slip that they do dream, or something like it. And it's all random numbers. Endless combinations and infinite possibilities. Like in the book. Like in the Rand. I come to them speaking their dreams and fantasies. And then I snuff them out. How is it that I feel sorry for them? A touch of envy in my eyes as theirs go dim. Maybe that's just the weariness talking. What a weight to be human. Still. Fade to black.
Did he fuck the robot?
He might. He might.
Dang, dude. That rules. So if you get this book, is this how Krillin fucked that robot in Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah, you can talk to robo ladies because you know their language.
That's rules, dude. You just flip it. Let me flip open this page like a paladin looking for a for a cantrip here. Ah, 6712218. Then bada bing, bada boom. Robot fucktown. I'd buy it.
I mean,
if I'm in that guy's shoes,
any private dick is gonna is gonna have dangerous liaisons.
Old Private Richard.
Any PI is gonna get his pee in.
Oh boy! Well done.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure where to go, and then I thought, let's just start here.
Let's just
start with digits.
Let's just, y'all ever do that Blade Runner? Let's just do one of those.
Yeah, exactly. I love me some Blade Runner.
Y'all ever run on some blades? Y'all ever be a robot the whole time? Let's go.
So, if you want to see that review, it is on Goodreads right now, assuming they don't remove it. if so, then it will always be immortalized on our website, reviewparty.com, on the blog. Check it out.
The B-log. I got one that's never getting featured on the blog because it is. It is.
It's a little dirty.
Dumb. This is a review from Yelp for Bonnaroo Festival.
Oh, okay.
This one's unclaimed. So this is a wild, wild west of a review page. But I found one that's pretty cute. It's by Austin S. Austin S. writes, Bonnaroo is life, the good and the bad. Take 4 days for yourself, a vacation for your soul, to put life in perspective. Life in the moment, and don't sweat the small stuff. Radiate positivity. That being said, a lot of things determine the time you'll have on the farm. Know the Bonnaroo code. Don't be an ass. Prepare yourself to live out of your car/tent for 4 days, etc. Be kind to your neighbor. Don't be that guy/gal. Good rules for being a human being on this planet, to be honest. Went for the first time in 2014, and it was amazing. Second runner-up in a radio contest in 2015, and I did a group camping, and that was a blast. Different lineups each year, different camping situations and vibes, but I cannot really say enough good things about this festival. Of course, things change, but that's a good thing. And I could write on here for hours, hours, about the roux. But if you're reading this, message me. Send a compliment with specifics.
Oh.
Going 2017, I'm stoked to return. 5 stars.
I don't know. Every now and then we have little plugs like, if you like my review, give it a
Husker Du or whatever the website may be.
Right. Or, hey, you can check out my full thoughts on my blog.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that anyone has ever solicited.
Hey, come into the DMs and bring a compliment or don't come at all. All right. Yeah.
You better, like, if you're going to show up at a party, you don't come empty handed is what I'm saying.
If you're not inflating my ego, then don't fucking bother, dude. Step off.
Don't be that guy/gal.
But if you think my calling Bonnaroo the Roo was pretty cool, then cool. Be specific about it, dude. Don't just say I'm cool. Say I when I said that the Bonnaroo was the Roo, say that was what made me cool. Be specific.
It's funny, cool, and useful.
Listen, I did several different camping situations at the Roo.
Different vibes and energies.
Every time I go, I'm rolling with a different vibe. This time I'm thinking of going Skater Boy, all right? And I'm thinking about sort of sleeping in a bit of a lean-to with my skater girls, all right? What I'm trying to imply with this review is that I've slept with a lot of women at Bonnaroo, you know what I'm saying? In different sort of sleeping situations.
It's just what happens. It's what happens when you're a good person on this planet.
Surprisingly, at the hostel, got the least amount of tail, dog. I don't recommend that one.
Also, I don't know if you're aware, but yearly music festivals might have different like set lists year after year.
Different lineups each year, bro. They finally took the Beatles off, dude. I was waiting. they didn't show up. Not a lot of good tale at the empty Beatles stage either, dog. You gotta go down to fucking. I'm telling you, you skip Kesha, all right? Nothing good there. You think it's gonna be good? It's not good. Go down to Modest Mouse, bro.
Ooh,
those girls are taking drugs you ain't ever heard of, dude. They're listening to guitars you ain't ever heard strummed before, brother. And you can get into some kind of camping situation with them. You know what's next, dude. They send you a compliment in the DMs. What you've been waiting for. Hey, I liked how you danced during doing the cowboy.
Sick. Adman Yelp.
Ooh, you think homies be going to Bonnaroo? handing out their Yelp business cards.
Oh, man.
I've been in Elite since 2015, so check it.
I finally have been to an Elite event that was actually like an event and not just show up at this place and get a free sandwich. Yeah, mm-hmm. An actual meet and greet. And I did talk with some lovely people where I met someone by the name of Brittany R. of Yelp fame. And I talked about the show a little bit, which obviously that's the whole reason I was there.
Sure.
She said something. She said, "You got to taste the cake."
Damn, is that slang for something?
I don't know. It was the coolest thing I ever heard. She's been Elite since 2015, so she knows what she's talking about.
She says cool stuff.
She says cool stuff. I taste the cake. Like, I want to be an Elite, but I want to, I don't know, I want to be a podcaster too. And I guess it's all about getting those compliments.
It's all about getting the yas.
Give me yas. Do you remember yas?
That was the Wii U like upload.
That was.
And the Wii U social media that was like, just you could just comment on video game store pages or something like that. And you'd leave a little, yeah.
The little drawings that people would do on
the
gamepad.
Yeah, I would just scroll through there, find like little kids saying out-of-pocket heinous shit and drop a yeah on there, dude.
Give me a yeah.
A little yeah, ne? But anyway, yeah, I mean, you went to the old Yelp thing and talked about your Yelp review thing. But this dude's going to a music festival and talking about his Yelp review.
Yeah.
Thing. He's not going to Bonnaroo talking about his cool Bonnaroo club, his cool Bonnaroo podcast.
Talking about his Bandcamp page.
Yeah. You know, here. Yeah, I wouldn't cringe at someone handing me like, oh, yeah, dude. Oh, by the way, I got a SoundCloud. You know, you're about that festival. You like music. You were vibing. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, dude, I might check it out. I'm at a Shakespeare festival with a homie. We're discussing the various plays and tribulations experienced by the characters, the various performances we've enjoyed over perhaps, I don't know, some egg rolls, some local cuisine.
Nice.
And all of a sudden, homie talking about his cool Yelp review show? Nah.
Doesn't quite work. Didn't quite translate.
You gotta ease in, bro. You gotta be like, hey, you guys ever review food? I mean, festivals? See, it just don't work.
Yeah. Ain't no smooth entry.
You're right. But, yeah, you want to go to Yelp, talk about your funny podcast. You tell everybody. You know, they say a cool thing to you. And be like, hey, you just said a cool thing. I try and say cool and funny things
a lot
for an hour, like, every week.
Yeah.
You want to listen?
Please.
And that's sort of – that whole thing describes like the human mating ritual, I would say. That's how it goes usually.
Pretty much.
You just got to talk about the right stuff at the right time so you don't seem dumb.
Get that vibe.
Exactly. It's all about the vibe. Read the room, Chucky.
Read the room. Read the – what were it? Two rules of Bonnaroo.
Oh, yeah. Don't shit in your neighbor's camper.
I was waiting for that. Don't take a dump next to someone's tent.
Did you not read the rules? There's just a couple, bro. Be a good neighbor. Be kind. Good vibes. Don't shit on anyone's stuff, dude. I know the bro is going to say it's funny, but they ain't the one doing it, is they, dude? You got to take a step back and think about it when you're at the Bonnaroo. I mean boner.
Oh.
Do you have a review?
Yeah, I do. As long as we're talking about boners, this has nothing to do with that. But it's an Amazon review for the Gallbladder Survival Guide, How to Live a Normal Life with a Missing or Dysfunctional Gallbladder. Tina Edwards titles her review, Rubbish, which makes sense because this was reviewed in the United Kingdom. Rubbish.
They say that word.
And she writes, not worth the money. Rambled on a bit. I thought it would be more about the diet after surgery, not going on about the author's bowel movements. One star.
That's a part of the whole thing, though.
No, I feel like that's the bro saying, yeah, dude, it'll be funny. And he needed to take a step back and not publish that.
I'm worrying about the homies' dumps. I'm worried if the homies are regular or not. You know what I mean?
I guess if you've had your gallbladder removed, things might be in flux.
Yeah, double
the vibe's different these days. The lineup has changed in your body.
When I like get a little clue into the homies' shit schedule, you know what I mean? Because some homies don't be open about it.
Yeah, but
you
don't have that sort of relationship. You haven't gone to the bathroom recently.
Right.
We need Avila to tell us to tell you to go poop.
Right. Yeah. Or like, bro, you getting enough fiber, dude? You eating your greens? I'm worried about you. Fiber. I care.
That iron.
I care about my homies' diets way more than me. I'm too regular.
Care about my listening family's diets. I hope you guys aren't just eating Tootsie Rolls.
I hope you are. That sounds wicked. Thank you for making it to the end of episode 107. Welcome to the Real Listeners Club, woo! Gamer. This has been ReviewParty.com. I had a lot of fun this week. I hope you did.
I had a blast.
Matt was fucking blasting off. Matt was fucking – I had blasting to edit out so many again. Squeals of joy. During this episode, just for the listeners' experience, but know that they're there. And know that every Tuesday morning, we got a new episode of this bad boy. That's right, every hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. If you want to be featured, have a review featured on this episode, like
Amelia Rose.
Like Amelia Rose.
Of Salami.
Of Salami. No, that one's mine. Of Salami. Then you can send us an email. ReviewParty.com@gmail.com. Include a hyperlink or a screenshot of the review and your name so we can give you some credit. Thank you, by the way.
Thank you,
Amelia. Thank you to our friend Amelia Rose. I don't think I said thank you before. That there was a huge, there's a fucking motorcycle motoring over my thank you. You bastard. And I'm going to say it again. Thank you. Okay. What? Tell them about some social media or something, man.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but if you've got like a Leapfrog pad that is Wi-Fi enabled, you can probably find us on it. ReviewParty.com, @ReviewParty.com on Instagram and TikTok is where you can find us. You can follow, like, share, subscribe, all those things. Do it on Twitter as well, @ReviewPartyPod. It's the hippinest, happinest, hoppinest place in the whole world. It's where the vibe gets checked, mm-hmm. Okay?
And... we're gonna
and
we're getting the YouTube going just a wee bit.
Oh, just a wee bit.
Just a wee bit of YouTube happening if you're a YouTube enjoyer. If we get some traction on YouTube, we'll definitely start putting full episodes on there. It's just big kind old. Of big old. Is that
big old episodes.
Big old episodes with the whole damn thing, but we don't want to shoot ourselves in the foot algorithm wise, so it's scary to put long form stuff on there.
Algorithmically speaking.
But if you want to see that, go at least leave a little subby, a little subscribey.
Maybe that's what you want. Maybe you've been waiting for that for 107 episodes. You're like, Jesus, guys, you're finally figuring this out.
Yep. We're embarrassing.
What's not embarrassing is our website, aforementioned, ReviewParty.com. It's got all different listening platforms there if you want to like switch it up week to week to week and make us really confused as to what's going on with the numbers. Or you can read the blog, as I mentioned. Lots of stuff, not just the me, you, and meme review stuff, although that's like a highlight. We got the Hutzler 571 Banana Slicer. We've got the Bic for Her Pens. We've got the Three Wolf Moon shirts, gallons of milk, how to avoid chips, and now...
gallons of milk!
Gosh darn, a million random digits with 100,000 normal deviates. Check it all out.
Absolutely.
And check out the shop if you got like 100,000 random dollars to spend.
Yeah, it'd be a great place to spend it. But I would say I am the opposite of embarrassed about our website. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of our website. It is slick. Go check it out. And also, I'm proud to say that we have Bread for Breakfast by the Nosebleeds featured as our theme song week in and week out since day one, homies. If you like that song and you want to hear more of their good, good music, search Nosebleeds on Spotify. That's one word, you illiterate bastards. Matt, I have a finisher here.
I would love to hear that finisher.
This finisher was submitted by Elijah. Dude. He submitted it a long time ago, and I totally forgot. Excellent. But it is very funny, so I'm glad I found it. This is a review for the HyperX Cloud Stinger Core Wireless Gaming Headset Plus 7.1 from HyperX.com. This review is from Adam. He's a verified reviewer, don't worry. He titles the review, "Amazing Headset." They write, "I played with other headphones for 2 years, and I kept losing in Fortnite. So I decided to buy these, and I got 2 Victory Royales. 5 stars." Two people found this helpful. 15 people found this unhelpful.
Anything I say is going to be toxic, just like the Fortnite community.
It's a vicious cycle.